This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 7.08 and it is Friday. It's the Friday before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
That's this building right now.
You are correct, sir.
Empty.
This is an empty house here. Mm-hmm. It's a ghost town. The ghosts are the only thing stirring. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see Michael Fronte and Spearhead.
59 seconds.
If I'm going to die tonight, I won't hit him.
The station looks like it's playing Flower in the Gun. I heard it this morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, that's great. That is a great song. He is performing February 8th at the Fillmore in San Francisco, and the tickets to that show and the one on February 9th are on sale now at LiveNation.com. So if you want to go check out Michael Fronte on us, Merry Christmas. Call now, 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 9, and you get to talk to Hooman. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. It's probably where Rachel is.
I miss Rachel so much.
Visit
SF. We should have never let her get away.
I agree.
Yeah, where is Rachel?
Where is Rachel?
She has a boyfriend now.
She's at the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. SFGCJM.com.
She's part of the promo now.
It's probably where Rachel is. Yeah.
She was yours.
Was she?
Ours.
Are you going to kiss me right now?
You know what, though?
What?
You really did come back with even a better option.
What's that?
Well, what's the other girl's name?
I know.
Erica?
No,
Erin.
Erin! Erin's married.
Yes, yeah, that can be fixed.
Everly. Who said Everly?
I really like Erin a lot.
Yeah.
Let's work on that divorce here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like Rachel. But Erin has she's got a certain something. I don't know what it is.
Mm. Like good skills like in the kitchen.
Like the breakfast
sandwich. Yeah,
like
no, there breakfast was that, but crazy.
Actually, it
kitchen
was,
skills.
She had this laugh on her as she explained how she'd gotten her man to do all the stuff in the house. And she doesn't have to do any of it. She just had this like confident flip back of the head and hair like, ha.
Kind of like the way Sarah has.
Yeah.
No, I don't have that.
Yeah.
That girl's charming. She's like, she's got it all.
Right,
she's beautiful. Jesus. She's funny. She's an incredible chef.
I think I'd do stuff for you. I might vacuum for you.
We'll see. Some girls have that. They have the power. They got the power.
I was really surprised by it, though.
Yeah.
I was sitting there. She's like saying mean stuff about her husband. And I'm like, I think I might do stuff for you, too.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Get to turn this up. Yeah.
You want something to put under your feet? Pillow? Anything?
Okay, give it to me and do the housework too.
I think I will.
Later, I'll make you the best breakfast sandwich you ever had. Yeah.
You're doing good.
Yeah, you are.
Keep
it
going.
Sounds great.
Thank you. Okay, so, well, I mean, yes.
Okay.
It is Friday.
Maybe I'll bring it back.
All right,
you know?
Do that.
I am really open to singing today. I mean, obviously, we've already done.
Last show of
2018. Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
You want something special?
No. I'm just going to. Let's just go ahead.
Let me know what you want.
Let's just do some stories.
Roll with it.
So, for the next couple of weeks, we're off. A lot of people actually take vacation around Christmas time.
Of course.
Family, go visit people, et cetera. One of the things you're going to be doing is watching TV.
You know, that is right.
Yeah, you say you won't, but you will. It's impossible to keep up with all the new TV shows. I will say, though, there's a list here of the best original streaming shows of 2018 and where you can watch them. Ozark is not on this list.
How is that possible?
I have no idea.
Are there other Netflix shows?
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's all Netflix.
Oh,
there is, let's see, Amazon has 3 and Hulu has 1.
Is it possible we're so late to Ozark that it
No, didn't
does
the second
rank?
Season just
I don't know.
Drop?
I have no idea.
There's so much good TV, though, and I actually really want to watch Ozark because you guys keep raving about
yeah.
it. But I'm still on Mad Men.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Do you like Mad Men?
I do. It took me half of the first season to actually really get into it, though. The first few episodes were like, and then I grew onto it.
Well, it's guys, it's people at work. Yeah. So part of it is like, what the hell am I doing watching people at work for? But once you start to get to know the characters and their relationship, and I also think they do a great job on Mad Men where they're like the moon landing or the Martin Luther King
events.
Jr. assassination.
Right. Yes.
And it shuts down all the whole workplace. Like, and for the moon thing, they gather around one TV and it's like, oh yeah, I remember that. We didn't all have our own screens that we carried around.
Right. Not to mention the screens that were in front of our faces everywhere we looked.
Right.
Yeah, that's one I've got to watch. I mean, I have a zillion things on my list, so here's some more to add to your list. If
Great.
You're all caught up on TV and you haven't watched these, this is what they're recommending here. Out of the 15 shows, 11 of them are on Netflix, and I'm just going to kind of go randomly. They have at number one, they have Glow, which is the glamorous, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Oh.
I've watched a couple episodes of that. I'm sure it gets better.
I have zero interest in that.
It's interesting because it's set, I think, like in the 80s. So the fashions are like that. And it's, the main character seems compelling. And but they have it at number one. They're like, if you haven't watched that yet, watch it over
So
vacation.
You watched it. What did you think?
I thought it was okay.
I
didn't go back.
Is it them
It's
wrestling?
Them starting up the, it's like a ladies wrestling organization. I think Marc Maron is the sort of coke snorting agent that's trying to put all this together.
Oh, so they're not part of WWF.
Right.
They're their own thing.
They're their own thing. And I think they're like a side thing.
And it's based on a true story or it's not?
I don't know.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Inspired by a short-lived but beloved show from the 80s.
Oh.
Guts, Glitter, and Glory. Are you ready to glow?
Hmm.
But it seems pretty cool. I just
it
watched
cool.
a trailer, but there's a lot of profanity in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's and it was cool. I just, that's a barometer. You watch a couple episodes and you don't go back. There's enough other stuff to choose from that,
right.
I got a taste of that. They've got BoJack Horseman at number two. That is a show I've never watched. Everybody that watches BoJack, which you've seen a bunch of these, right?
I have.
And you like it. Should it be
sure.
the number two best original streaming show?
No, it shouldn't be. I don't feel that way. I'd choose Rick and Morty over that.
On Hulu, they did not. When I saw that there was one show on Hulu, I'm like, it has to be The Handmaid's Tale. It's not. It's called Castle Rock. I want to say Stephen King is one
that's
of the producers
a Stephen,
on this.
Well, that's a Stephen King. That's the name of his company.
Right.
Castle Rock.
Yeah. So I don't know what his affiliation is with it or how much input he has on it or if he makes a cameo like he often does.
I'm pretty sure that dude calls the shots.
I have heard some pretty good reviews about Castle Rock, though, so there's something you could check out if you have that. American Vandal on Netflix. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon.
I've seen that. That's good.
Big Mouth on Netflix. Never heard of it. Patriot on Amazon. Maniac on Netflix. Everything Sucks on Netflix. The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix. Narcos Mexico.
Oh, I'm watching that. I will finish that over vacation for sure.
Homecoming on Amazon. Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix, which I watched a couple episodes of that.
Drew Barrymore, right?
Yeah, she's like a vampire or something.
But it's no good.
I didn't
love
it.
You love vampires. You love vampires.
Yeah, but it was just too like campy. I don't know. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix. And that I have to say that first season of it is perfection. I fell off in the second season. But man, that first season... I think the guy's name is Tito. What's the dude's name? Big black dude, and he's a performer. He's amazing. I can't think of his name. Daredevil on Netflix.
Titus!
Thank you. Oh, Titus Andromedus.
Uh-huh.
He does this music video.
It's pretty cute.
Oh, that it's
That guy
great.
Does. It's funny that you say that. That guy does voices for cartoons too. So
oh, does he really?
He's come up in a couple.
What's his name in real life? Do you know?
I don't know, but Elena of Avalor. I'm like, that's the guy.
Oh my god, funny. So they're saying these are the best original streaming shows of 2018. Most of those I haven't seen. You know what? I think I'll take this list home. Can we put that up at the Facebook page so that people can
Sure.
see it?
Can you pass me that page?
Sure. So if you're, and then pass it back to me when you're done. When we're on vacation, you're thinking of something to watch, just go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and we'll have put it up there. Tonight on Netflix, that movie Sandra Bullock stars in, Bird Box. It's the one, they say it's the opposite mm-hmm. of A Quiet Place. Mm-hmm. I guess you can't look at these aliens.
Right.
It's a supernatural evil that drives people crazy enough to commit suicide if they see it. She plays a mom trying to keep her blindfolded kids alive on a long trip to safety. It's basically the opposite of A Quiet Place, which was a very visual movie about a group of survivors trying to hide from blind monsters. So this story hit the desk this morning. I went, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then the more I read about it, the more I'm like, that's never happening. And then I saw the pictures of the cast and went, well, they do not seem into it. If your Christmas wish is for the original cast of the original 90210 to get back together, that may be happening.
What?
Yeah, four of the stars, Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling, because of course she's there, Ian Ziering and Brian Austin Green, and Jason Priestley, so that's five.
Jason Priestley?
Yeah, they were spotted all together grabbing coffee on Sunset Boulevard, and apparently there were some studio execs with them, and it was like some kind of big pitch meeting. They're saying a couple writers and producers met with execs at Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu to pitch the idea of bringing the Beverly Hills drama back to TV almost 30 years after it began. No word on any of the other stars like Luke Perry or Shannon Doherty are involved. Shannon Doherty is in the middle of growing her hair back. Like, she just beat breast cancer. Like, she's had quite the last year.
Well, they'll give her a wig.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, she... You know, I can't imagine that she wouldn't want to. But it's so funny. Like, specifically, no one looks happy in these pictures, except for Tori Spelling, who's all, oh my God, this sounds like this is a great idea. Like, you can just hear what she's saying. She's talking
Will you
writer.
Watch that?
I would watch it.
I would watch it, too. But I don't want to watch it. But your whole plot is right there. Like, she's got breast cancer. Have the whole story be
right.
about that.
But no one, everyone else is, like, looking away, kind of a scowl on their face. There's a picture of Ian Ziering walking with, I don't know, one of the producers or something. And he just looks like, the guy's like, ah, 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 and he's like, oh my God, I got to go make another Sharknado.
I know, right?
Actually, they don't look bad.
I don't know. That doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Tori always overdoes the makeup and kind of clowns herself, but everybody else looks okay.
Yeah. No, they. I'm not saying they don't look good. They don't look into it.
Oh, wait a minute.
What is it, dear?
Is this lady in the TV show too?
Yeah, that's Jenny Garth.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh.
She is just looking away and like digging her phone out of her purse. And
that's an upside down smile for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, if you were hoping for that, maybe it'll happen. I don't know. Look, money talks, right? Okay, Hooman, you ready?
I sure am.
Here's the movies. So, as you are probably well aware, Aquaman is in theaters now. Did that open on Wednesday?
It opens Friday.
Oh, it's not in
Wednesday
theaters
is,
yet.
Wednesday is Mary Poppins.
Oh,
lucky.
So Bumblebee is actually I believe.
Yeah, that's doing well.
I think that did open on Wednesday, right? So this is the sixth Transformers movie. It's a prequel set in 1987, 2 decades before Bumblebee appeared as the Camaro that Shia LaBeouf buys in the first movie.
Okay.
In this one, Bumblebee is badly damaged in a brutal fight that wipes his memory and destroys his voice box, so he hides by turning into a VW Beetle right before collapsing into stasis. Haley Steinfeld, she finds him at her dad's junkyard, or uncle's junkyard, some relative's junkyard. You know, every relative has a junkyard. And she repairs him because she's handy, you know, like that. She nicknames him Bumblebee because of the buzzing sounds he makes when he first tries to talk, and then they learn to communicate using the radio.
Neat.
Yeah. It actually does sound like kind of a cool
It sounds
start
like a stolen idea. Mm.
Dun, dun,
dun.
Do you know who the other star
Are you going to sue?
No.
You're not.
Nobody can sue Hasbro. They're worth so much money.
Peter Cullen is back as the voice of Optimus Prime. Angela Bassett and Justin Theroux are the main villains. Shatter and Dropkick.
Oh.
They're Decepticons manipulating government agent John Cena into helping them hunt Bumblebee down. It's an origin story, and it is actually getting really good reviews. They're saying it's really well done, character-driven.
94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, and they're actually saying the reason is that Michael Bay didn't direct it, he just produced it. That it's a little heavier on the story. So there's that. Welcome to Marwen, which I don't know if you've seen trailers for this. It does. It has.
It's getting destroyed by the critics.
I'm sorry to hear it because it actually looks like a pretty compelling story. It's the true story of a guy named Mark Hogenkamp. Steve Carell plays him in the movie. An artist who is the victim of a violent hate crime. He's attacked by neo-Nazis outside a bar, wakes up from a coma as a broken man who's lost all of his confidence and most of his memories. So he creates like a World War II village, a little fantasy world of Marwen where everyone he knows is like a doll, a character in it, and they fight Nazis. Janelle Monáe is in there. Gwendolyn Christie, that's the Tarth chick, Brienne of Tarth.
Hmm.
Merritt Weaver, who is, she was on Nurse Jackie, she was in Walking Dead. She was in Godless. You'd totally recognize her. And then Leslie Mann, I think, is like his new neighbor.
That's 20% on Rotten.
Oh, is that all? That is too bad.
Oh, I know that lady.
Yeah, I know. Merritt Weaver, or Weaver, I'm not sure, W-E-V-E-R. Jennifer Lopez has a new movie over Christmas.
Horrible. What's it called?
It's called Second Act.
How's it look?
Stupid.
You into it?
She lands her dream job as a cosmetics company consultant thanks to a fake resume created by her godson, and she has to pretend to live up to everything. Mary Poppins, which is actually not doing badly on Rotten Tomatoes, even though Rudy gave it zero pinatas.
Well, Hooman gave it none either.
I gave it one.
One.
Opening Christmas Day, a movie called Destroyer. Nicole Kidman is a cop who's haunted by the death of her partner in an old undercover assignment.
That is a badly cast
I know.
Role, sorry to say.
It's like Rachel McAdams playing a straight tough cop.
It's not even that bad. Yeah. I mean, it's not even that
good.
Show Vinny the picture of Nicole Kidman from the movie Destroyer,
if you have a sec,
because she looks freaky.
Freaky?
Yeah, freaky.
Why? What do they do with her?
She's got these sunken eyes, and it's...
Oh, is she pulling it? Is that what you mean?
She looks unrecognizable.
Holy crap.
Okay, yeah, she's pulling it, that'd be great.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
Oh, that's not her at all.
She's got dark hair, and she does look really, she looks rough around the edges. That's great.
Good for her.
You know, there's a show called...
I pictured her with the red curly hair. And
yeah.
A gown from the Oscars.
Sure.
That's not going to... You can't her be a cop looking like lies. That.
Yeah, no, that's a scary cut. Well, she was an undercover agent, so she, had to.
The thing is anybody who's ever paid any attention to police, they don't get to walk away from the roughest characters in the world. That's the person you're supposed to be playing. So when you tell me Nicole Kidman,
I know,
is that person? I'm like, no, come on.
Also opening Christmas Day is Vice. That's the Dick Cheney movie.
That's my number one film.
Christian Bale.
My number one film of 2018, everyone.
Sam Rockwell.
If you like
W. Bush.
Big Short, this is actually better.
Opening on Christmas Day is On the Basis of Sex. That's Felicity Jones playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the true story of her fight against gender discrimination, a landmark case. Holmes and Watson is opening on Christmas Day. Will Ferrell is Sherlock Holmes. John C. Reilly is Dr. Watson. They are great together. It's a comedy where they have to solve a murder in 4 days to keep Professor Moriarty from killing the Queen. Let's see.
No one's
also open. So this is another John C. Reilly movie. It's called Stan and Ollie. It's a Laurel and Hardy sort of their story. And that's opening December 28th. Escape Room opens on January 4th. Six strangers are invited to compete in an immersive escape room for a chance at $1 million. But then they realize they have to escape or die because the deadly traps are real. Sounds like Saw. It's all little mini TV stars who are in that, too. All right, that's all I have time for. But that's what's happening over your Christmas vacation. Or our Christmas vacation, I guess. I'm sure not everyone's on vacation. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I'm going to tell you about the stock market, which seems to be recovering nicely right now. That's great news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening this year and all the years. Every minute that you give us is an absolute gift. It's an honor to work for you. And I hope that in some way we make your commute a little better, or, whatever it is you're doing while you listen to us. It's awesome. Thanks for another great year. This is our last show of 2018.
Oh, man.
I
know.
We made a Christmas card.
It is weirdly bittersweet. What did you say? Christmas what?
We made a Christmas card for everyone.
We did. So you can go to the Alice973 Instagram and see Hooman's incredible work, which features Rudy, our friend Rudy.
Right.
It's really just a picture of Rudy
front
and we're
center.
All in the, right. in the background.
There we are.
Right. He's like you. In a red shirt right in front of the pink tree. I mean, it's like, Rudy! And oh, who are those other people in there?
And by the way, I don't know what you guys did to piss Yuzette off, but she's decided not to be here for the last day of the year.
I know.
So.
We pissed off some nerve in her leg. she was hurting yesterday.
We showered her with gifts, though. So
I don't know
why she'd be mad
weird.
About anything.
Yeah, I don't know why she'd be mad. Well, she was saying she couldn't even walk this morning.
Yeesh.
So she's...
Sciatica,
you know,
whatever that is.
Right. Something about a nerve that really hurts. I have heard people whining about sciatica so bad. Like stopping whole meetings and going on for 15 minutes about their sciatica. When I'm just looking at them like,
I don't know if I have one of those.
Yeah. Well, I hope I never know.
Christine always
sounds awful.
Has said, oh, my T-band is really bugging me.
What's
today.
A T-band?
That's right. I'm like, I don't have one
the
of those.
The hell is that?
Like, right.
I don't
exactly
want to be bothered
right.
by that or the
my
sciatic
My T-band
nerve.
Is really bugging me. Like, I don't have one of those. She's like, no, we all have those. I'm like, all
yeah.
right.
And well, then yours isn't bothersome.
Later, I've said, oh, my T-band. She's like, God damn it.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
what?
Gonna start using that too. Oh, my
T-band?
T-band.
My yeah. T-band's got
my
me.
My T-band. I'll never remember that, but
I
that would be
like
a good one.
It's like somewhere in your hip.
Oh.
Or it might be down the side of your leg.
I got a rickety hip once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, now your once T-band.
Yeah, so now I can just call it my T-band.
Runner speak.
Yeah.
Is it like just the word letter T and band?
How would I know
no one
that?
Knows.
I just told you.
Of,
I
it's
have
PTEE
no, what
band.
What are you even talking about?
A bunch of fitness watches pop up for T-bands.
Oh.
Maybe her watch is just a little too tight or something. She wears it on her hip, which is weird. Anyway, thank you for listening. You can watch this show. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. I assume that during vacation we'll have, you know, stuff running up there all the time. So check us out if you can. And again, thank you for a great 2018.
I also posted a bunch of stuff to Sarah Vinny's Facebook page.
Oh, you did?
The Miley Cyrus.
Oh, great. Yeah, please
check us out
there,
version of
Santa
too. Baby and all the things you can watch over the vacation if you're... That are coming out on Netflix.
A
and
job
Hulu.
Well done. You've done a wonderful job
Thank
in 2018.
So
you got all of you people. Jesus,
yeah,
we're so,
to keep up
so
with,
very
you
know. Lucky. Okay, I'm going to push this button now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by.
Where is
it? Oh, I see it.
Uh-oh.
Do you see it?
Oh,
I do.
It's brought to you by Bananas at Large. Oh. Shop for the musician on your holiday list in store or at bananas.com. I went to the new location. Sometime last week, and it... Oh, no, it's this week. I went this week. It's spectacular.
It is a great new space that they're in. Remember, you got it. The driveway creeps up on you. You'll
you got to pull in before the store,
yep.
And it sort of brings you around.
Yes.
But there's parking.
There is. It's amazing. You don't have to park on the street anymore.
You don't have to have coins.
No.
You can just park.
Pull right on in.
I have gotten 2 tickets parking up the old Bananas.
Have you really?
Well...
Well, what?
Well.
Put quarters in the thing.
I'm just saying, I put quarters in the thing, and then I go in there, and then, you know, it's like...
You get to talking.
Music stores.
Actually, you and Alan do get to talking.
Yeah, we do.
You're both talkers.
Yeah.
Plus, you hang out there all day.
Says the lady who hosts a morning radio
this
show.
This is the only time I talk.
Get out of here.
Going,
oh, my
no.
God.
I've even said to Alan, I'm like, I'm done talking. I got to go. I have to leave, Alan. Alan will sit and talk. It's great. I mean, well, that's what he does. You know, he's like the ambassador for the store.
Right.
So.
Anyway, the new Bananas location is excellent.
Check him out.
And Sarah talks blatty, blatty, blah all day. So don't,
not all
don't
day.
Listen to her.
Not
all
shut
day,
her
every,
up.
Not after work. I
don't shut me up. Hey, Vin, is it possibly the IT band?
That's it.
IT band. Okay, that makes sense because I was looking for the T band for the longest
Wait,
time.
Is it the IT band?
Yeah, it's the IT band on this somewhere in your leg. Hold on, let me look.
Okay,
it
yeah, that's it.
It stands for. Let me try to pronounce this. Iliada bio band.
That's probably why they call it the IT band. Then
say it again,
so
Brent.
I don't
you can
say
do
that.
It.
That.
You can do it.
Can you help me read this? Iliada bio. Iliada bio band.
Bile.
Yeah. It. But the Iliadi bio.
Iliadi.
Is that right?
Iliadi bile.
Yeah, yeah.
Idiotic bile.
Oh, I don't know.
Idiotic.
That's one
it's
of
the idiotic
things
that
she'll
band.
Be like, oh, my IT. It's
that's
okay.
Why they
that
call it the
right.
IT band.
The IT band. Oh, my IT band.
Tell her, say, what is that? What is that?
Oh,
and, then,
and I'll know.
Right, and you'll know. Say, no, it's the Iliadi bile band.
Okay.
Oh, you said it the best.
I didn't even know if I said it right.
You probably know what it is.
The Idiotic Bile Band.
Idiotic?
The other screen, remember?
Yeah. Hold on. All right.
My first story says that the Dow has jumped up after the Fed has, you know, so if you've been watching the stock market, it's been tubing. It's been going down. It continues to drop. It's ridiculous.
When it goes down,
it's based off this interest rate hike that means nothing. If anything, we're normalizing as an economy. It shouldn't be doing this, but it is. It's making everyone go, run for it. It's so dumb. Anyway, U.S. stocks supposedly gained today after the Federal Reserve Bank has said that they're going to reassess the interest rate policy and probably not do the scheduled hikes in 2019.
Good.
Due to the hyper-reactive changes we've seen here at the end of this year. So people, I guess, have gotten their way.
Oh, wonderful. Way to go, people.
I even had a neighbor say to me, I was like rinsing off some gear the other day, and he goes, I'd gotten done surfing, and he goes, oh, the market's killing me. You're young. You don't have to worry about it.
Oh.
And I was like,
is he a retiree?
Yeah, he's a retiree.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're watching what your nest egg shrink.
He's tripping on it.
It grows again, though.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be all right. Just don't look at it.
Oh, I look at it every day.
I know
day.
You do. You shouldn't.
Hey, holiday travel, everyone. Airport hell. Get ready for it.
Yeah.
So the roadways were surprisingly busy this morning on my freeway drive-in. The city seemed kind of quiet, but it seems probably everyone's going to the airport.
Yeah.
And all that holiday travel we talked about early in the week, it's starting big time today.
It is happening.
Our boss, hello, Michael Martin, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. He spent 6 hours in the airport yesterday due to delays or whatever.
Where was he coming from?
I think he was in Chicago.
Ugh.
You know that feeling.
I do. You just want to get where
you're watching
need to
the clock and, okay, what's not happening? Great. Well, let me go get a new magazine.
Right. I've read this one and that one and the other one.
Right. Anyway, get ready for the holiday travel to be ugly or fun, if whatever you're into. Football over the weekend. We've got games on Saturday and Sunday. It looks like our teams play on Sunday and Monday.
Okay.
So the Bears play the Niners on Sunday. The Broncos play the Raiders on Monday.
Good luck to both our teams. I'll be at the Raiders game on Christmas Eve. If you're there, say hi.
Really?
What are you doing there?
Your mom's not going to the Raider game on Monday.
So my buddy Ryan Lynx.
Oh, sure.
Who's that guy?
He's a badass executive. He's engaged to one of the cheerleaders, Melissa.
Oh.
So it's her very last. It's like their last game of the season. So we're all going to go support her and wave to her as she cheers.
Oh.
So if you're at the Raiders.
So you're bringing your mom to the Raider game?
No, I'm going to church with my mom at 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Then I'm driving to Oakland for the Raiders game in the evening.
That'll be fun.
Go Raiders!
Go Raiders.
Yeah.
Boy.
If you're there, say hi. I'll be wearing my Steelers jacket.
That's a great choice.
Just kidding.
You don't have a Steelers jacket.
I do.
You never wear it.
Well, because, you know, I only wear it in the playoffs if they're doing well.
Here are top 10 life skills parents want to teach their kids.
Okay.
Basic cooking.
Yes.
These are the things that your kid needs to know in order to go out there into the world and not be lost.
You should know how to make rice, you should know how to make ramen, and you should be able to cook eggs like a demon.
How to have good hygiene.
Yes. You smell bad.
Check yourself in the mirror once in a while.
Yep.
Driving.
And deodorant. And soap.
Right.
And shampoo.
Right.
And wash your
stuff.
Ass, please. Thank you.
Oh, boy. That was graphic.
Well, look, kids, they don't know what to do down there.
Yikes.
Down there. See, someone's got to teach them. That's your job.
Driving.
Yes, driving.
Doing laundry.
Yeah.
You know, my mom did my laundry my whole life, and while it was wonderful, because I never knew, I also went out in the world and never knew.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do it. My roommates taught me how to do laundry, and I've done my own laundry ever since.
Right.
No one does it for me.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's nice to do your own laundry.
Well, no, it's nice to have someone do it for you, but just
sure.
No one does.
Right. I do everyone's laundry at the house, but I do when it's time to do because I have to keep my kids' clothes separate because they all look the same. So I do Sean's load, and then I make him come and fold with me so he'll learn.
Oh.
Riley already knows how to do laundry. He has to do it.
Well, he is 20-something.
He's 19.
Oh.
And living by himself.
Yeah.
Money management.
Yes, that's
on the list
huge.
Of things parents should be teaching their kids.
Yep.
Basic cooking, how to have good hygiene, driving, doing laundry, money management, how to be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Look
Open
up from
your
your
eyes.
Phone.
Be cognizant of the world around
Don't
you.
Don't step off the curb unless you've looked first.
Mm. People just are clearly not getting that message, man. I almost hit someone yesterday. Just walked right into the road. I'm like, oh boy.
Is there a dangerous character following you?
Right. Mm.
If so, do something.
Yeah, put your keys in your hand so that they're all pointing
or
up.
Or call for help. Or run for it.
Sure.
Exactly.
Any one of those things are acceptable, but not even noticing that a dangerous character is following you?
Right.
That's wrong.
Agreed.
Time management.
Mm.
Basic housekeeping skills.
Mm-hmm.
Reading and comprehension. And how to make healthy food choices are the top 10 life skills.
That's all of it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You should do those things.
You should turn a person out into the world that knows how to do those things.
Right.
That's your job as a parent.
Oh, this is fun.
What is it?
A new study calculated how many Christmas lights you'd need to be visible from space. And the answer is 2,683 bulbs.
That doesn't seem like all that many.
Okay.
So you're saying...
But you know those strings are of 50.
Yeah.
And as you start, you know, trying
and
to
I
be seen from space...
And I guess you'd have to put them on the roof.
It'd be a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bulbs. It's more than you think.
I do wonder, as Christmas is around, you know, like... When they look down, do they see like sort of washes of...
When you say they, you mean the UFOs.
Yeah, the UFOs.
Right.
Right. Or the space station or whatever satellite. Like, can they make it out, you know? Like, I would think a concentrated neighborhood would be like sort of a cool-looking rainbow-lit street.
Mm. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. I guess I could go to ISIS.
I don't think much about what's going on up there.
The ISS.
And them
I didn't mean ISIS.
ISIS?
Them looking
what?
Back at us.
Yeah.
Them being the...
No, just the people
the
on
space
the International
station
Space Station.
Employees.
Right. Not known as ISIS.
Right.
I said that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The ISS.
Nice.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Busy people out there on the texting machine
today. Oh, really?
Today. Yeah, it's
nice. Are they complaining?
Nice. Well, there's
That's
complaints.
That's what they do
there's
best.
Always complaints, for sure. 408 says, Vinny, I thought you said the last time you and your family, bless you, ate at McDonald's was at the airport on a Disney trip. I don't think my kid got anything on that trip though, but, the last time was just last week. And actually someone else wrote, hold on, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. 408 says, I swore I'd never take my 6-year-old to McDonald's. Well, I went and got her a Happy Meal. Boy, she freaking loves it. Got her chicken nuggets and she ate the whole thing, including the apples. That my kid ate the apples and the fries. I forgot about the apples.
What was the prize?
I don't remember. I don't know. I was in the front seat. I didn't see. Wasn't looking. The reason McDonald's came up is because I'm astounded. For some reason, their marketing works.
Yeah.
My kid wanted McDonald's and has never been there.
Right. Well, you see, it's like I want Red Lobster. You know, looks
You've never
really
been
good.
To Red Lobster?
Well, I've been to a Red Lobster one time. It was a little bit of a letdown, I got to say.
It wasn't
you know?
Everything you thought it would be.
Well, it looked so good on TV.
And you're a lobster gal. Mm. Like, if I've ever known anyone.
I do love lobster.
If someone said to me, in your life, who loves lobster the most? Mm. I would go, Sarah Clark!
Yeah, that's me. Sarah Clark loves lobster the most.
I just got that right, Bob.
Yeah.
Like, I just won that trivia
Winning.
Contest. Yeah, because I know the answer is you.
I do love lobster.
And then I'd say, Bob, she even eats the green part and loves it.
Mm. I do.
Like, licks it off her fingers, the green.
I like it when it's the hard red part, too. That's good.
What is it? Are those eggs?
I think so.
Oh, God.
I don't want it when they're, because sometimes the eggs are, like, black and runny. I don't want those. And I like the green stuff to be a little bit on
that
the firm side,
like poo.
Too.
Oh,
no. It's
God,
inside.
This is
the other side of it.
The most disgusting conversation of all times.
You are the one who brought it up.
That's true. Right. I did this. All right.
Do it to yourself. It's true.
Texting from Atlanta says 510, your podcast got me through my first semester of grad school here. I've been listening since middle school. Thanks for all you do and have a great break.
Oh, thank you for listening.
Hello, Atlanta.
We're so glad to be helpful to you.
ATL.
Attle.
541, that's Eugene. Nice. The littlest iNanny always asks for McDonald's because he loves it so much. He's never had McDonald's, nor do they have cable for the commercials. I have no idea how this happens.
Is it other kids at school?
Must be how it happens.
They come in with some cool toy, and then they tell you, they're like, you don't know about Happy Meals?
Right.
They tell you about this. You don't need cable to see regular commercials.
No, maybe they mean they don't have TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what that means. I'm loving it.
How about that?
925 says, it was the Fuzzy Pumper Barbershop.
Oh, thank you. I did actually remember what it was. I knew it was that it had a cute name. Fuzzy Bumper Barbershop was the best present I ever got.
Brother needs a little at the top at the Fuzzy Pumper Barbershop. Shave and a haircut, 2 bits. What? Is that the commercial?
I don't remember that. But
it had some jingle. Oh, it had some jingle like that. I, too, wanted that and got it. And loved it and remember it.
Yeah.
We were talking about the first things you got that you loved.
Like your favorite Christmas present.
707 says, yes, there was a Scuba G.I. Joe. Mm. So I wasn't imagining that.
So you did get the Scuba G.I. Joe. I liked that the G.I. Joe had like sort of that bristly felt hair.
Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly right.
It wasn't like the Barbie hair.
So your brother must have had it.
Oh, yeah. We had all the things.
Here we go.
Oh, here we
go. Got some for you.
Play-Doh.
Oh, Play-Doh. That's so cute.
Play the party. Oh,
you can make it with Play-Doh.
Play-Doh.
516 says, Vonda needs more followers, too.
Vonda Wizard?
Yeah.
Vonda. Yeah, what's he got for followers? We could do a little
stuff
for him.
I'm convinced that...
He's at 2,000.
He's at 2,000? That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Our friend Rudy's at almost 4,000.
No,
well, our friend
Rudy's at 4,760.
Well, he's a touring comedian.
Oh, all right. You know. Okay.
We can hit Vonda.
Sure.
Everyone, please follow Vonda Wizard. He does all our camera work here.
I think what happened with the present on the Secret Santa thing is that when I got him the record player, I looked to get him records and thought I did. I must have been looking at him and thought that's why I'd convinced myself I'd already purchased the things that I ended up purchasing.
But you didn't. You actually wanted.
It went okay.
It's great.
Thank God. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that the food is coming.
No, so update on that.
Your pancakes better be
what?
Here,
it looks... It's going to be ice cold.
Hold on, Chase. Give everyone, put the headphones
give us the,
on.
Give us the
no.
update.
Oh, no. He's having
oh, my
Chase
God.
Give us the
We're
bad
having
news.
Christmas dinner
Tell everyone
for breakfast.
We have 13 minutes till IHOP arrives.
Oh,
13 minutes?
Well,
we'll be back on the air by then.
He started driving toward Fort Mason the wrong way.
The wrong way?
Do we have any 13-minute songs in there?
No.
What?
There's no 13-minute songs. Okay, I'm going to look and see what we have going on for Celebrity Trash, since I'm not in any hurry at all anymore. I got a cool new music. This is a thing that Hooman wants for new music. There's not a lot of new music today. In fact, one song. I've also got the biggest stories out of the world of rock and roll for 2018. I'm going to recap a few of them.
Cool.
And I think you'll like that. And more. And no breakfast after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.